I wanted to welcome you all for a shorter abbreviated episode on July 4th of the Live Better the Jason Beck Show. I'm your host, Jason Beck, and the topic we're going to talk about is CERN and portals. For many of you may not know, CERN, actually the Hadron Collider, they're located in Geneva, Switzerland. They've been running... The last time they turned their machine on was in 2012, July 4th. What a coincidence, huh? And I'm going to get to that coincidence. But when they turned that machine on, a lot of people, you know, witnesses saw, like, supernatural and unexplained things. You know, they were like, oh, we're trying to find a God particle, and they're not shy. They don't turn away and they say, we're not trying to open up portals. That's exactly what they're also trying to do. Open up portals to other universes, other dimensions. And if you look into the, and you tie it into the book of Revelation in the Bible, you know, there's talk about, you know, the bottomless pit, creatures, locusts coming out, entities. And currently, the Antichrist is barreling down and down in the bottomless pit. So it's possible that CERN knows what they're doing and are trying to open it to release the Antichrist, which in return, the Antichrist would possess a man on Earth. And you thought Hitler was bad. Oh my gosh, the Antichrist. If you read in the book of Revelation, it talks about, you know, whoever doesn't worship him or take his mark, you know, could be slain by the sword. And also the mark of the beast, that is an abomination to God. So anyone that takes the mark of the beast shall suffer the same wrath as, you know, Satan, Lucifer, and, you know, his angels and demons, and thrown and cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. You know, and I understand that seems cruel, but, you know, God loves us. He has rules. And that's just the way it is. You know, and if we love God, then we need to keep his commandments. Does it mean you're going to mess up and sin or make a mistake? Yeah, of course, everybody does that. And that's why God sent his son, sent Jesus. Jesus came down to conquer sin and death. You know, and another thing that people don't realize is that Satan is actually in control of this world only because God's allowing it. So all this technology and video games and stuff, it's all him. And CERN, he's entrenched in CERN also too, with the evil, you know, Moloch and Baal worshippers and their agendas. So basically, CERN, if you look at the logo, it's inverted, I mean, as far as like it looks like a portal. And then you have an because of the invert sixes. There's three sixes in the logo. 666. Revelation also talks about it'd be the number of a man. 6666. Three sixes. It also, if you look into like the statue, they have the God of War. They have the Shiva. And she's standing on a baby's head. And, I mean, that's what it looks like. I mean, like, it could, you know. And she was holding a serpent. Well, if you tie that into to Revelation in the Bible, you know, the serpent would represent the serpent in the Garden of Eden. When Lucifer, Satan, or the serpent, you know, deceived Eve, and then in return, Adam followed along. You know, big mistake. You know, they shouldn't have done that because, you know, and then they had the knowledge of good and evil. You know, we would have been kept that closeness with God, the Creator, if they wouldn't have eaten from the, you know, the tree. So we'd still be in the, probably all in the Garden of Eden currently today, and there wouldn't be like wars and hurt and aches and pains. But basically, so Hadron Collider, they turned it on, and it's going to be in full capacity July 5th. This machine uses so much power, it could run the power that it uses is basically equivalent to the power that the United States uses in 1 year. So they're using a lot of power. You know, and there is even the possibility, if you look at the Mandela effect that I've talked about in previous episodes, that basically, you know, they would, you know, they could have created a black hole. Some people believe that they are partly responsible for the Mandela effect. Some people think that the world actually did end in 2012 because of CERN. And then we were either, maybe the Creator put us on a different parallel Earth or planet, or we were all, some of us got sent to a parallel Earth, and, you know, or, so there's a lot of, you know, that's, and that's why we see all the changes in the timeline that have happened. From Bible verses that are being changed, from movies to logos to our anatomy, the geography, you know, to historical events from the past. You know, could be partly because of CERN. You know, I was just watching a video and he was sharing, like, in Prophecy Club. If you don't follow them, I would highly recommend Prophecy Club. Also, too, to follow them. But the pastor was talking about, you know, sharing about CERN, and some guy had a vision and was shown the things that CERN's doing, which is not good. He was shown an event of, like, dark matter coming out or CERN, and he accidentally discovered it, and then there were, like, 3 days or there were, like, darkness. But once the light came back, the Earth was not the same because of the dark matter. So, I'm telling you, folks, you know, CERN, there's some crazy stuff going on. You don't want to open up portals. And this is the reason why. Unless you know for a fact where that portal is opening up to, if you can self-control the portal, hey, it's opening up on, you know, this planet, or a parallel Earth, you know, okay, but still, the fact of the matter, when you're opening up portals to other dimensions, you don't know where those dimensions are, maybe they do. You know, what if you open up a portal to hell, and then, like, or portal to the bottomless pit, and then the Antichrist comes through, or other entities come through? You just don't play God. There's one God, God the Creator. And you don't want to play that. You know, that's not a good thing. So I'm going to leave it up to your speculation. What do you think? You know, do your own research. Take everything with a grain of salt. Even from me, look it up. Do your own research. And before I go, I just wanted to wish you all a happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. A happy day if you don't celebrate the 4th, if you're in a different country. And I wish you happy holidays that you do celebrate, or happy day today. And let's keep this world and let's keep everything in prayer. So God bless you all and have a wonderful, wonderful day. And I will catch you all later on the next episode. Bye-bye. And don't forget to please follow, share the podcast, like all that. And also, we could use your help on a monthly basis as well. And that option is there. It'll share. We're on Anchor that you can go and do a monthly donation helping the podcast out. We have a lot of things that we need to do for the podcast. You know, to help expand the podcast and to reach a much broader audience and be able to bring you more episodes as well, too. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.